hope to be able to show y'all today is some of the experiment stations and the structure of the state of Arkansas. And the mission for the Division of Agriculture and the university is to provide information and service to their clients, which would be farmers and just the general population, and then how that's kind of broken out. And it's kind of interesting, the talk about trying to incorporate more of the university into that, so I'd be interested to find out some more about that. But let me go ahead and get started. This is going to be kind of a quick overview of things, and maybe if I have time, a few details, but not much. Give you some idea of the state, which is directly north of here, and the mouse is going here. The Division of Agriculture Extension Service is housed here, and then the Experiment Station Administration is here. Also in Little Rock is where the president of the university is. And then you can see around the state we have in each county is an extension office, and then there's Experiment Station Research and Extension Centers, of which there are five, and I'll talk a little bit about each one of those. And then we have some branch stations throughout the state, and then give you some idea, to get a chance to make a map like this, but this area right through here would be Delta, this would be Coastal Plains down here, this would be the Ouachitas, there's a river valley through here, and this would be the Coastal Plain area. So there's quite a diversity in the clientele and the climate and of the area of Arkansas. And each one of the experiment stations that we have here and branch stations tries to meet a need in that area and also try to do some regional things also. Show you a little organizational chart here, and it looks like the one we just saw briefly there. My Dr. Davis, my professor in presentation, would say there's too much information on this slide, but I'll try to go ahead and follow through here. We've got the University of Arkansas System President, which is Dr. Sugg, and then we have Vice President for Agriculture, and then the Chancellor at the University, and then under the Vice President for Agriculture, Dr. Schultz, there's the Extension Service and then the Agriculture Experiment Station. And under those, there are folks that work together. I'll go ahead and start with the Extension Service. We've got state programs, district programs, county programs, and then the Experiment Station works with research and extension centers, of which there's five at Fayetteville, Kaiser, Monticello, Hope, and Stuttgart. And then also with the branch stations that are out throughout the state. And then there's also some other campuses and groups that we work with in the state, in University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, Monticello, and the ASU in Jonesboro. And then come back over here under the College of Agriculture, we have the dean, and up until about a year and a half ago, there used to be a dean director, and these two positions were the same. Now we have Dr. Cothran and Dr. Wiedemann are in these positions. And then the departments that you can see here that we have in the College of Agriculture are supervised by the same department heads who report to the Associate Vice President for Agriculture and to the Dean. So they have kind of two bosses going there. And we have Agriculture Economics, Agribusiness, Agriculture Extension Education, Animal Science, Biological Agriculture Engineering, Crop Soil Environmental Science, Entomology, Food Science, Horticulture, Plant Pathology, and Poultry Science. And then we also have a School of Human Environmental Sciences, which would be the home economics of years past. Before I talk some more about the experiment stations in the state and kind of what they work on there, I was going to give you some flavor of the type of crops and how they're ranked nationally to start with. And we raise rice number one, cotton and broilers number two, catfish number three, turkeys number three, eggs eight, grain sorghum eight, pecans, and then soybeans are 11. We probably raise more acres of soybeans, but as far as the ranking goes, that's how they fall out. Now the row crops, we have 3 million acres of soybeans, and rice, 1.6 million, cotton, about 1 million acres, wheat, 160,000. We've had as much as 1 million acres of wheat in the past, and sometimes it kind of goes up and down. Corn, $230,000. I believe that's up quite a bit this year. This is this data is from a couple of years ago. And then grain sorghum, $62,000, and about 1 million acres of hay. Animal agriculture, we've got broilers, beef cattle, turkeys, catfish, and eggs, and you can see that they have a pretty good impact on the state of agriculture, or state of Arkansas agriculture. We have 47,000 farms, 186,000 jobs, wages of about $7.8 billion, and the aggregate value of value added by agriculture is about $15 billion, or about 20%. Other things in Arkansas that agriculture would compete with would be like manufacturing and transportation and some of those kind of things. Talk about some of the rice or the experiment stations, the research and extension centers to start with. The one that I'm the resident director of is in Northwest Arkansas, and these are the departments that have land area on that experiment station, and that's where they do their experiments. And this is a list of some of the crops that we work on there at that experiment station, and they're varied. And that's due to the fact that it's right by the university. It's very convenient for folks to use, and so it's utilized quite a bit. Also, within the last year, they've started a new initiative with a watershed research and education center, and this would be on the red or the animal science part of the farm that we saw there just a minute ago. That looking on riparian zones, creating those, and this kind of a way to study this for a larger impact on the area. The phosphorus content due to chicken litter and those kind of things is impacting the watershed in the area. So they're working now on trying to make kind of larger scale plots that can be tested and then create the different type of riparian zones that will go in there. And this is also at the same time we've got the animal science and poultry science things going on in that area. Very quickly, some other stations in the state. We'll just kind of go around the edge there because we've got the Northeast Research and Extension Center there at Kaiser. And for reference, let's see my mouse here, this would be Little Rock in here. Memphis is right here to kind of give you an idea if you're not familiar with the state. We've got cotton breeding and variety testing, cropping systems, entomology, and you can see the crops that they raise on this experiment station here. We've got corn, cotton, rice, sorghum, soybeans and wheat, and some biofuel crops and demonstrations, some switchgrass and some sweet sorghum type tests that are going on there. Southeast Research and Extension Center at Monticello, and then a division of that at Roar. They work on insect pest management, weed management, plant disease management, cattle management, and you can see again the list of crops here. We've got biofuel corn, cottons is a big thing, and then that's at the Roar station where these crops are raised, and then there's beef cattle here at the Monticello station where they raise cattle there. Southwest Research and Extension Center at Hope, and Dr. Mike Phillips was the director there for many years, and some of the things that they work on there. And I'll tell you now that a lot of the stuff that I'm talking about, that it's not everything that goes on, but just kind of a flavor for it. But they've got variety testing of corn, soybeans, and grain sorghum, and breeding testing of winter grain crops, soybean nematodes, and disease studies. Breeding of small fruit, tree fruit and grapes, woody ornamental studies, and then stand dynamics of forest. And in a minute there's another center that's down here at Monticello that I'll talk about where there's a forestry center that has scientists that work in collaboration with these guys. But crops that are there they work with are soybeans, wheat, southern peas, peaches, apples, and they have switchgrass tests there. And then the beef cattle production systems. Rice Research and Extension Center at Stuttgart. This is a very nice station. I worked there for 7 years, so it's I was a soybean guy. Everybody else did rice, and there was a little bit of wheat, and then I got to do everything but rice, and that was a nice group of folks to work with down there, but you can see that they're very heavily into the rice, everything from the management to biology to diseases, and there is some soybean variety testing disease. They have some biofuel studies there. They've just hired an ag engineer that's on site there, and they're working on trying to get some activity going there. And then crops there would be rice, biofuel crops, wheat, canola, and soybeans. Livestock and forestry at Batesville. This is a branch station, and one thing that I didn't mention, I put this in here now, on some of the branch stations are administrated through department heads. For example, the one at Batesville, and there's another part of the station there at Savoy, is the department head for animal science. It's part of his budgeting process. And also the Kaiser station that I talked about earlier has Cotton Research and Clarkdale station that they also are a part of. I think it was an attempt by the administration to try to group similar things together administratively so they didn't have so many people to have to report to. But on this station, we've got beef cattle, forage crops. Forestry is about 3,000 acres or so, and it's a very beautiful station there. They've got a nice nice meeting room and office space there that they've just built, and it's been several years ago now. The Delta station at Clarkdale. This station is kind of being phased out. The fact is, this year they just are putting, they leased it out to someone. In the past, they've had cotton breeding and variety testing and soybean studies. It's about 80 acres or so, and it's been there for a long time. But you know, based on some constraints, they've decided to lease this property out. Pine Tree Station at Colt is a large station that's very forested. It's about 2,000 acres of cropland, and the rest is in kind of bottomland forest. And you can see the type of things they work on here as far as soybeans, rice, wheat, grain sorghum, and forest management of these things that you can see here. And they work with these crops that we have listed there. And we have the Newport station, which the Pine Tree director, Roger Eason, they started this one up 2 years ago. For 10 or 12 years, they leased this one out, kind of like they're doing Clarkdale. They had some interest in the area to try to revive this one. So they've got some corn fertility, biofuel, rice disease studies. There's about 480 acres. And you can see that this was a airfield back in the World War II era. Currently, they just have research plots down in this area. And I was also interested to find out more about the quail around this perimeter. They were working on quail habitat with the forestry person on that. So that's a new thing that they've got started going with that. The Longman Cotton Research Station, and they work on cotton breeding, variety testing, soybeans, small grains, about 650 acres. Within the last year or so, they, with the help of the community, they built a very nice meeting room, office space, and lab that updated from the original experiment stations and branch stations. A lot of those were built in the 20s, and they were still using some of that same stuff there. And we have the fruit substation at Clarksville. And let me look at the time there, because this, I don't understand your clock up here. How am I doing on time? We've got the fruit substation here. We've got blackberries, blueberries, peaches, nectarines, and grapes. And the vegetable substation at Kibler. We've got breeding of the spinach and canola, and this is over in the western part of the state, you can see here. We've got vegetable crops, and some rice and soybeans and wheat. Okay, good. Thank you. And then some other resources that this was started at the 5 or 6 years ago, the Arkansas Forest Resources Center. And they work on forestry, wildlife management, and spatial information systems. And you can see that they work with folks at these other stations like Pine Tree, Batesville. There's one at Coal Hill and Hope, and then down here at Monticello. And I realized that was kind of a fast blow through on the different parts of the state. And the experiment stations there and have lots of good support from the folks around the area. We heard discussions in earlier papers on Monday talking about, you know, the politics involved and the importance of trying to take care of the folks and those kind of things. But that's all I've got. If I run out of time, I'll take some questions later. Thank you.